Now, the presidents of Iran, Russia, and Azerbaijan have held a summit in Tehran where they stressed the importance of boosting trilateral cooperation. As Press TV's Hamid Javani now reports, pushing for a Syria peace deal and improving business ties were high on the agenda of the summit.
A summit that ushered in an era of greater cooperation between Tehran, Moscow, and Baku. Iran has hosted the second round of the trilateral summit, which was focused on the strengthening of trade ties and the completion of a railway project.
So we have decided that Bandar Abbas port in southern Iran be connected to Helsinki. That means we will connect Asia to Europe, and this transit route will go through Azerbaijan Republic, Russian Federation, Eastern Europe, and Northern Europe.
Azerbaijani President Ilham Aliyev reporting on the draft agreement for Azerbaijan's investment on the remaining railway section of the corridor stressed that this second summit is the beginning of the implementation of the agreements reached so far.
Since last year's meeting, great developments have taken place. Most of last year's agreements have been put into operation. Our trade with Iran has increased by 60%, and we continue to build on it.
Highlighting all sides' emphasis on concerted efforts to rout terrorism in the region, Vladimir Putin praised the progress made in Astana talks, which aimed to resolve Syria's years-long conflict.
We've had great cooperation with Iran regarding Syria through joint cooperation. The Astana talks have been very fruitful, and we have to admit, no country can resolve today's regional issues on its own. Thus, we have no choice but to cooperate.
Earlier in separate meetings, both the Russian and Azerbaijani presidents met with leader of Iran's Islamic Revolution Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei. During the meetings, the Russian and Azerbaijani presidents touched on regional issues. They also underlined the need for all signatories of the Iran nuclear deal to adhere to their commitments under the 2015 agreement.
Now, with the second trilateral summit coming to an end in the Iranian capital, Tehran, we're going to have to wait and see how these talks are going to translate into actions in the coming years. I'm Hamid Javani, reporting for Press TV in Tehran.